Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Shuck. Here are today's top local stories. The investigation still goes on into the murder of Tessa Majors, a candlelight vigil held last evening at Morningside Park. Our Samantha Lieben joins us live from there again this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Glenn, the memorial here at 116th Street and Morningside Drive grew even more after thousands attended this vigil to remember the Barnard freshman stabbed to death last Wednesday evening in a robbery attempt.
We will not forget.
We will not forget.
We will not forget.
And despite increased NYPD presence, especially after an uptick in crime in Morningside Park prior to the murder, many in the community say it's too little too late.
I imagine the school knows that young girls are going alone through the park, and I'm just really surprised and wondering why they wouldn't have posted around the park that there have been robberies and be aware of that and be cautious.
Council member Mark Levine says if the perpetrators are in fact so young, it means the city needs to do more to support area youth.
This needs to be a loving neighborhood for them so that no other 13 and 14 year olds fall into the circle of violence.
So far, a 13-year-old boy has been charged. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Morningside Heights.
In the wake of the hate killings of Orthodox Jews in Jersey City last week, a congregation in Brooklyn now deciding to offer axe-throwing self-defense classes. Let's get that story from Brooklyn. Our Roger Stern joins us live this morning. Roger?
Yeah, Glenn, Rabbi Gary Moskowitz says the best way for Jews to defend themselves is to literally bury the hatchet. Mosk, which is known as Rabbi Sensei, he's a former cop and a seventh-degree black belt. Here he is on CNN a while back teaching hand-to-hand combat to Don Lemon.
If you do get hit, let's say throw a punch. Let's say I get hit in the face, punch Floyd.
Yeah.
And I got hit. We're trained to absorb punch and to go with the flow and then come back in and take him down in some type of grappling. When you grapple, then you can take people down.
Now, keep in mind that the Jersey City shooters had high-powered rifles, but Moskowitz tells the New York Post he is teaching axe throwing because his students won't be able to get pistol licenses. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live outside Congressman Congregation Beth Jacob Ohev Shalom in Williamsburg.
Another development, the brother of a pawnbroker arrested Saturday in Keyport, New Jersey, in connection with the Jersey City attack, says they have no link to the killers. No one in their family ever bought or sold guns. Adhem Ahady spoke with CBS2.
We don't sell weapons. We've never sold weapons. The only thing that, you know, that we have in the store is like nunchucks, stuff like that. We don't sell weapons in the store. Yeah, never, ever. It's just too much of a headache in Jersey, especially.
The Wake Forest Detective Joe Seals, 2 till 8 p.m. today at McLaughlin Funeral Home. That's on Pavonia Avenue in Jersey City. The funeral, 10 a.m. tomorrow in Jersey City. For the second year in a row, a dubious distinction for NYCHA, the City Housing Authority, designated the worst landlord in the five boroughs, according to this annual report from the Public Advocate's Office. In a written statement, the advocate, Jemani Williams, saying the landlords on this list have failed to live up to their most basic obligations through legislation and organization, through political power and tenant power. We're going to take them on. Williams says in the report, NYCHA has some 350,000 outstanding work and repair orders at housing projects around the city. Protests set for this afternoon at the new Queens Amazon Distribution Center in Woodside. Advocates say they'll unveil a new report detailing hazardous conditions for the workers there. Angelus Solis with the group Make the Road New York says these workers are not properly equipped to do these jobs. He spoke with 1010 Wins.
These warehouse workers are forced to take risks in the workplace, and they are not appropriately equipped to deal with the constant lifting, pushing, shoving, packing motions. And over time, these lead to serious chronic pain that can leave these workers in pain or injured for the rest of their life.
Now, this new center just opened a couple of weeks ago at the former Boulevard building there in Queens. Some other political news close to home. South Jersey Democratic Congressman Jeff Van Drew apparently is going to switch parties and become Republican because he opposes the impeachment of President Trump. Now, his staff has reacted. We're getting word now that a sixth staffer, that six aides, have resigned from his team. Here's correspondent Kristen Holmes.
We did hear from the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, who essentially said this. He said, Van Drew is now willing to enable Donald Trump just to try and salvage his own election. Betraying our values by siding with Donald Trump is the final straw and made it impossible for him to continue being supported by our party as grassroots activists, local party leaders in his district. And I have made clear in recent weeks, this party switch is cynical and desperate.
Now, Van Drew won his district by 8 percentage points last year, but Mr. Trump carried it by 5 points in 2016. Van Drew was considered one of the more vulnerable House Democrats going into next November's congressional elections. Students at CUNY objecting to some new hikes that are going to cost them hundreds of dollars a year. The City University of New York expected to approve a $100 annual health and wellness fee when they meet again today. That's on top of a $200 tuition hike. But CUNY says even with these added costs, if you do the math there, it's about $320. CUNY tuition, they say, is among the lowest in America. A full year, still only around $7,000.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.